Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I tell you, man, you got a real problem going on right here. Now, let's face it. We know it's very difficult to separate man and best friend. And that's the canine, right? As much as we love women, and I'm married, I have a daughter. Let's just say Sparty and I have a different relationship. Dog does not talk back, does not tell me to shut up, does not need much, you know.
Dog also unconditionally loves and appreciates.
Exactly.
Greets humans
me,
don't.
First one to greet me at the door every day when I come home.
And the other thing, the dog, you can yell at a dog, it might run away with its tail between its legs. You come back an hour later, it's like it never happened.
Like it never happened,
that
man.
Doesn't happen with women.
And a treat will always put you in good favor with the dog. Now, that's what you're parting with if you decide to part with the dog in favor of Abigail. Now, since I don't have a picture of Abigail in front of me, you know, I'm going to have to assume this young lady is gorgeous. He's fallen for her in over, what, less than a year? A year, he said?
Yep.
Yeah, 4.5 months, it sounds like.
4.5 months? I thought he said a year. He said Halloween.
No, it was back in Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, yeah, Halloween wasn't that long ago. Yeah, I just think that relationship is too fresh. First of all, that's too early for you to be moving in with another with her.
That's your first bit of good advice, yes.
Yeah, that's the first thing you don't need to be doing. And then secondly, even if it was love at first sight, and you felt that way, which is probably more lust at first sight, how can a woman that you are contemplating moving in with and you care about her so much and she cares about you, how can she not want you to have your dog of 8 years? Come on, man.
Yeah.
This relationship is doomed to fail. She's already making you choose her over the dog.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. You'll be resenting her every time you look around and he's not there. The dog's not there. You're going to be resenting this young lady and you'll be moving out.
So your advice is what, Ike?
My advice would be to slow down. Don't move in. Keep your dog. If within 6 months, because people don't wait a year or two nowadays. That's too long. You know, if you date somebody for 2 years, you better have a ring out somewhere.
Oh, God, you're not kidding.
You know, these young ladies today, they want you. Yeah, I'm not being your girlfriend for 2 years.
Right.
Either you're going to marry me or you're not going to marry me.
You sound like my wife.
Man, slow down a little bit here. Yeah, take your time, brother. Take your time. I would just work on the relationship. And then she has to come to love the dog as much as she loves you.
That's solid advice, Ike.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Dear Ike.
You can't make a man choose between you and his man's best friend.
Yeah, see, what I would say is that's a, like you had said, that's a clear warning sign. So what you do is you use her for sex as long as you can.
Whoa.
And then you get rid of her. Cheat on her in the process. Because any woman that would ask you to get rid of the dog unless she had some severe allergy against the dog
right.
could not be trusted and wouldn't truly love you. So there you go. So I would use her as long as I could for the sex. Don't move in.
Yeah.
Do not get rid of the dog. Absolutely, positively not. No one in their right mind should ask you to get rid of your dog of 8 years. So that's what I would do. That would be Dear John, but we're not.
Yeah, I'm speechless just off of the user for sex and dumper.
Yeah. For as long as you can, because
I'm already speechless off of
She's obviously a terrible person for asking you to do that. So just use her for what you really want anyway, because you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really what you want.
What? Right? He's ready to move in. What the hell is that?
Honestly, Ike, yeah. And I'm not going to reveal a name, a former coworker. Had a similar situation, and he dished the dog back to his parents.
Mm. Wonder how that relationship's going right now.
It didn't work out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Back to the phones. Jim and Brumo. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. I'd like to make a prediction.
Yeah.
What's up?
I think Shelton Gibson's going to have a breakout year.
Shelton Gibson, huh?
a guy nobody ever talks about, fifth round. I think he ran a 4.5 with a pulled hamstring. Then he went to his pro day, ran a 4.39 with a still pulled hamstring. And then after riding, he went back down. He went to 4.23. And he had a year.
He went to 4.23?
That's what I read. I read he went 4.5 with a hamstring, 4.39 with the hamstring still hurting.
Yeah, and then when that thing finally got healthy, he was a 4.23?
And, yeah, his problem has been, although he had tremendous stats. I mean, he had tremendous stats.
What was his issue? What was his issue at West Virginia?
No moss.
What does that mean?
Huh?
Hands of stone.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Well, you're right. In camp, he was definitely dropping a lot of things. Here's what I'll say, Jim.
So he can't catch.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, I have the other thing. Well, they say that towards the end of the year, he was, you know, I mean, let's face it. Sometimes you can coach these guys up and teach them to look the ball into their hands and all that other neat stuff that they don't do in college because they're so talented. Mm-hmm. You know who my on your other category? This is a guy nobody else is going to mention.
Who?
Bill Giles. He ran the scoreboard in Houston, came here, and in 2 years he took a championship team and destroyed it with his little lineup cards and bringing in a bunch of losers and getting rid of the best players in the game. Bill Giles is the biggest fraud in the history of Philadelphia, and nobody knows it.
Well, I mean,
my father knew him, and he knew you, Alexander.
Yeah, Huey.
And Uncle Huey told my father that if Bill Giles was driving a good humor truck, he wouldn't let his kid out on the street.
Jim, you're awesome, man. Call us again. Man. Yeah, Bill Giles, the former president, so David Montgomery, there was a coup mm-hmm. in 1997. And I remember I lived on the shore, and before cell phones and everything else, I came back that next September, and Bill Giles was no longer in charge of the Phillies. He's still a part owner of the team and involved, but
right.
David Montgomery took over as the chairman. And Bill Giles was one of the guys that didn't like pitching because you only pitch every 5 days. He wanted position players.
Right.
So other than the 93 Phillies, they were terrible for years and years. So he was heavily criticized, too. So it's not like a lot of people didn't realize it, but he was part of that old guard of the Phillies ownership that wasn't respected among the fans because they frankly didn't win anything. Like, going to happen.
I guess that's the only accurate thing Jim pointed out in that call.
Well, I mean, getting back to Shelton Gibson.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
You would think we drafted DeSean Jackson or somebody.
Never know. I mean, could he this year come and be a contributor? Sure.
Yes, he could.
But I'm not counting on that.
I didn't even dress last year.
I was
a jump would be to be active every week and be in the rotation.
Well, it doesn't.
That would be a jump.
It doesn't speak well for the draft last year that among the people that covered the team, Pumphrey and Shelton Gibson both looked like they shouldn't have made the team.
Right.
And were kept really because they were draft picks, which, yep. Hey, you're going to keep your draft picks. You don't want to admit you're wrong with guys mm-hmm. that you just drafted. Hey, listen, if he may not make the team this year. He may make the team and not dress, and then they'll move on
right.
from him. But
I got to see Shelton Gibson before I can, you know what I mean? Like, he's like Pumphrey. I got to see him.
You got to see him.
I got to see him. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell he can do.
Mm-hmm. Joe and Deppert had a similar situation to our to the Dear Ike
uh-oh.
Person. Hi,
yes,
Joe.
Sir. How you doing, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Joe?
Good. Was this, quick question, was this a Philly girl that this happened to? Because it happened to me.
It was a Philly girl. Yeah, for getting the thumbs up.
Well, let me tell you my story. It happened to me. We were not engaged, but we were together, and we had a baby. And there was something going on with the puppy. I had, before Bill Clinton, I had a chocolate lab, the best, smartest dog I ever had. Died at 14 years old. My wife, she wasn't my wife. She says, me or the dog? I looked at her. I'm like, bye. I was like, there is no way I'm giving up my dog and my man card and the rest of my life. I'm going to regret it, and she's going to look at me like, take the trash out, bitch. I was like, there's no way.
So hold on. And you said you had a child with this person?
We did, yes. But he was less than a year, but she had the Philly attitude and wanted to put the ultimatum out and see if I would dance. And I said, no. And guess what? 20-some years later, my second son, and my oldest is almost 21. My almost 14-year-old's with me in the car.
Nice.
And she's the greatest thing ever, but you're not playing that card with me. Sorry.
Who would do such a thing? You know,
it didn't work with me.
What kind of a person, Ike, would do such a thing where you would look at someone that you claim to care about and say, get rid of the dog?
Well, it's certainly, yeah, see, that's something that has to be established at the beginning of the relationship. She has to make it very clear she's not a real animal / pet / dog lover. And like you said, whether or not it gives you allergies or what have you, you could be afraid of them. I don't know. But, you know, in the courting process of this relationship in the beginning, I'm pretty sure he brings up the fact he has a dog.
Well, if they had a kid together, I'm pretty sure that she knew there was a dog involved too, right?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, who does that? Unless the dog does something where you feel like he needs to get rid of the dog, and he still won't get rid of the dog.
Biting people.
Yeah, like if the dog bites somebody, yeah, or something like that.
So how about this? You said, so when I met my wife, she's scared of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a dog growing up. And when it was in my parents had they breed dogs, so there's the dogs running all over the place. So I've grown up with dogs all over my whole life, but it was like when I said, yeah, I have a dog or whatever, it was like, oh, you do? And it's like, yeah. So then after we dated and we moved, bought a house and got married and everything like that, it was like, we wouldn't have gotten married and moved in and all that stuff if it was like, I can't live with a dog. It would have been like, okay, well, like, I wasn't getting rid of her.
Right.
She was a part of my life. You know, that was my life. That was a part of, it's like, it would, honestly, Ike, it's like if I had a child and she said, well, you can't bring your child with you.
Right.
She was my child.
Sure. Sure. It's exactly the same way that, with the exception of a child doesn't.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean,
but yeah, you're right. No, you're exactly right. And you would think, you know, if the relationship has any chance of being everlasting, then that's something, that's a sort of a compromise that, you know, she's going to have to sort of give in to. Again, long as the dog is not a threat and it's not something you're allergic to.
Yes.
I mean, mine's a little different. We've been knowing each other forever and got married for years and then got a dog. You know, I've been a dog owner for the first time for like, what, 2.5 years now, going on 3 years. Now, the one thing is I brought the dog home without consulting with her about the dog.
Oh, an impulse buy?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even necessarily an impulse buy as much as it was.
So you just came home with the dog?
Yeah, I just came home with the dog. Like, I'd been prepping to get the dog for about 2 months. So
was she aware of the prepping? Or
no, she wasn't aware of that. She wasn't aware of that. And so.
Were you on the Ike juice?
No. But here's the thing. We had already had, like, preliminary discussions about getting a dog.
And what did she say?
Oh, she was good with it.
Okay.
They just wanted to be in on the dog that we got.
Yeah, they wanted to be included.
Yeah, which means they wanted one of these little fluff puppies.
Oh, yeah. So there was disagreement over the breed of the dog.
Yeah.
Well, you needed a tough guy former NFL dog.
Sure, sure.
They wanted a Labradoodle poodle.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. So my first dog had to be, you know, it was an American Bulldog. Because the reason I decided to get a dog was because the barbershop I go to, one of the guys in there.
Somebody had puppies.
He breeds them.
Right.
So I had been breeding them for years. And he had been trying to convince me to get one for years. And I've always said no. No, no. And then I finally gave in a couple years ago, and I was like, I'll bring a dog
home. So you come home in the Elite Acura.
Yeah.
And coming out of the back seat is the puppy.
8-week-old.
And what's the reaction?
Oh, they were excited.
Oh, the wife wasn't mad?
Oh, no, they were excited.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, they were excited. They were excited. They were excited. Right. You know, they still wanted a different dog, but they were excited.
Yeah, but now they don't care.
And now they love him. Now they love him.
It's such a man thing to do. Just to
we got the initial
dog
results here, by the way.
Yeah.
At Mark's Reese WIP, if you had to choose between your dog and your girlfriend or boyfriend, who would you choose? 61% say the dog.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, I got the dog. Yeah, sorry. Not my kids, but, you know.
I got to tell you, most of the people in relationships that they're in, especially boyfriend and girlfriends, they don't really like each other. It's convenience.
It's convenient.
Yes,
you're not lonely.
Yes, that's what it is.
Somebody to have sex with.
Yeah, you're waiting on the next. You're waiting on the next person to knock you off your feet.
I'm
What's wrong with us, man?
Until you're like, you know what? I'm too old, yeah, and I don't feel like working out again, so we'll just get married.
Right. Or, so these people would go,
now, that wasn't the case for me. No. That wasn't the case for me, Ike.
No.
Or you.
No, I got hit over the head early. I got hit over the head early.
Oh, you didn't have a choice?
No, I was in my prime. I was still cooking.
888-729.
I wasn't past my prime yet. Oh, man.
888-729-9494.
I also got hit with that ultimatum. I'm like, yeah, we're going to need to do this now.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we're not going to be engaged for 5 years.
Yeah, no. Short engagement. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. Hey, coming up.
Still here, though. We're still here.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're still here.
We're not going anywhere. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, we're locked in now. It's over.
I'm locked in.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
I'm locked in. Yeah, no, this is for life, man. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.